Much of South America faces economic turmoil, and Argentina's economy is among the worst. That's one more reason that Argentines may need to make use of a major national asset. They have more psychoanalysts per citizen than any other country on Earth. NPR's Bob Mondello visited a sort of therapy district in Buenos Aires. It's named after the father of psychoanalysis.
Palermo is one of the more congenial neighborhoods in Buenos Aires. It has tree-lined streets where 19th-century houses nestle up against high-rise apartment buildings. When psychoanalyst Juan DiNardo's patients come to see him, their two-block walk from the subway is appropriately reassuring and calm. And if they walk a couple of blocks further, as we're doing now, they'll come upon the very center of what's known here as Villa Freud.
We're approaching a square.
Analyst Juan DiNardo.
There are a lot of little coffee shops here.
And if I look at the people who sit in this area.
Well, full of neurotics, of course. Including analysts.
The spot that DiNardo has suggested for our chat is on this side of the square, Café Siggi, for Sigmund Freud, whose profile is on the sign outside. At first glance, it's just his profile, but if you look closer, you realize that Freud's face can also be seen as a reclining female nude. Café Siggi is frequented by tired-looking analysts, who no doubt appreciate the strong black coffee, and by patients who have time to kill before appointments. It's a dark, pleasantly intimate place with a staff that's clearly used to listening.
Black coffee?
Very good. Oh, we have a speaking English, English-speaking waiter. Okay. Para mí un cappuccino, por favor.
No,
yo soy de acá, como para mí un cappuccino.
The walls of Café Siggi have art that ranges from innocent still lifes to equally innocent nudes. Nothing at any rate that immediately conjures up Freudian associations. Still, in Argentina, where there are more than 111 analysts for every 100,000 people, it's common to look for connections anyway. Analysis is an ingrained part of pop culture here, from a movie theater that for years played only films by Woody Allen, that most couchbound of cinema neurotics, to call-in shrinks on radio and television and psychology sections in newspapers, to music, including Astor Piazzolla's tango Balada para un Loco, Ballad for a Crazy Man.
Loco, 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 como una corbata de mente saltaré.
Why this national obsession? What is it about Argentina that makes so many of its citizens want to lie on a couch and pour out their feelings? In the U.S., the answer might have to do with mood swings, sex, death, or difficulty with relationships. DiNardo says that's no less true for Argentina, but points out that there's a broader social context.
Since we've been under so many military dictatorships and governments where you couldn't express yourself in a free way, perhaps going to the analyst was an option. There you could speak freely about what was really happening to you.
Suppose, just for a second, you imagine you have Argentina on your couch.
What's your diagnosis?
Depression. A little bit of hysteria, too. Of hysteria, a little bit, too.
Hysteria over an economy that collapsed last year, leading to political paralysis and what Argentine pundits call a crisis of expectations.
Perhaps Argentina was living in a fantasy that wasn't at all real. So, well, everybody feels and is much poorer.
Which has led many Argentines to curtail their therapy just when, arguably, they need most to discuss their problems. DiNardo says that he, like many of the estimated 37,000 psychologists in the country, have had to reduce their rates substantially to keep patients, with the result that therapy has now become a genuine bargain. Still, even the most troubled patients aren't likely to put it before food and shelter, which may be why everyone looks to pop culture for therapeutic clues, and why it's hard to have a conversation that doesn't seem fraught with hidden subtexts.
You see an influence in the movies or in the theater. They may have a pregnancy, pregnancy.
Interesting.
No, it's,
what was the word you were looking for?
Well, no, that's from I got confused with a French word.
Which is
pregnance. That is when something is soaked with or very much
pregnant with possibilities.
Yeah.
Argentine psychoanalyst Juan DiNardo soaking in the pregnance of good coffee and life's possibilities at Café Siggy in the Buenos Aires neighborhood known as Villa Freud. I'm Bob Mondello.